Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Welcome to this edition of the Zimcast. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, and this week we're going to talk about the plans for expansion in the agribusiness industry by a well-known financial institution. Wells Fargo just recently made a big announcement about expanding more into untapped markets in the Midwest and the East, and they announced Rob Raceborough as the new head of its National Food and Agribusiness Division. And I'm speaking with Rob today. And Rob, first of all, I understand that you have a good agricultural background yourself. So why don't you first just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Well, I was, as you alluded to, a fourth generation family farmer. My great-grandfather immigrated here from Spain and started dryland farming grain in western Fresno County of California before the California water system was built and water was distributed south of the Bay Area in California. And then my grandfather was a raisin and wine grape farmer, again, in the Central Valley of California. I was raised on my father's farming operation, and he farmed, again, grapes, wine, raisin, and almonds. I grew up on the farm, went to school at Fresno State, where I earned my undergraduate degree in agriculture business, went on and earned my graduate degree in agricultural economics, later purchased some farmland that we still have in the family farming business today that my wife and I purchased. My first job out of school was working for the Farm Credit System, did that for a couple years, and literally answered an ad in the paper, went to work for Wells Fargo in Central California, where I've been for the last 27 years. I moved a number of times, five times actually, with Wells Fargo throughout California. Most of the time has been spent in the central part of California, in literally the San Joaquin Valley and the food and ag space, with a lot of focus on the food and ag space for Wells Fargo in California. Then recently, with the base that I've had in California around the ag industry, we Wells Fargo as an institution, as we look to expand our food and ag lending and financial services to farmers and agribusinesses, was asked if I would consider taking on the role of a national food and ag group and leverage some of our knowledge and experience we've had and success we've had in the West for the last 40 years focusing on food and ag, leverage that further east.
Well, I was interested to read in the press release that Wells Fargo has extended more credit to U.S. food and agribusiness than any other bank. I did not know that. So tell me about that, about the importance of food and agribusiness to Wells Fargo and about the National Food and Agribusiness Division of Wells Fargo.
So Wells Fargo originally was a California-centric bank, 160-year-old institution, based in California, and so we focused a lot of our lending and our financial services on whatever was in California, and agriculture has historically been the biggest industry in California, so it was always an important part of our growth. When you look at the numbers produced by the FDIC, as reported by commercial financial institutions, Wells Fargo is the largest commercial lender to production agriculture in the country, nearly three times our second largest competitor in the space. But when you look at Wells Fargo and where our agriculture business is focused, if you look at the country, 15% of the agricultural output in the country is in California, but yet nearly 40% of Wells Fargo's agricultural lending and financial services business is based in California. So what that would say is, while we have a pretty nice market share in California, we have a lower market share outside of California. In the late 90s, when we merged with Norwest, that gave us an opportunity to book larger agricultural opportunities in the Midwest, and we've had that effort now for the last 8 or 9 years. When we purchased Wachovia in 2009, Wachovia had not historically focused on agriculture. When we became a coast-to-coast banking financial services provider, we found ourselves in a position of really not having a significant ag exposure in the eastern third of the country and a growing ag exposure in the middle of the country. So if you look at where we're at today with our commitments to the industry, again, we have pretty good market share in the west and a decreasing market share as you go further east. So we view there's a lot of opportunity to grow and expand our knowledge, expand our experiences we've had in the west further east. And that was really the genesis to say, let's expand our ag efforts into a national focus and really try to leverage the expertise and knowledge we have into the markets that remain untapped for Wells Fargo.
Are there any particular areas then that Wells Fargo is going to be focused on when you look at this expansion effort initially?
The way we're looking at setting up the effort is looking at three regional hubs east of the Rockies, and we'll probably put one in the upper Midwest that will serve the upper Midwest in Canada. We'll put one in the south. Likely locations are, you know, could be somewhere in Texas. Upper Midwest could be, you know, Chicago or even Minneapolis. It, you know, largely depends on personalities and who we find to fill those roles. And then we're going to have a third hub in the east. Could be Charlotte, but it could also be Pennsylvania. It could also be somewhere else in the east. Likely Charlotte, because that's where we have a big concentration of senior leadership in Wells Fargo, and that was the former headquarters city of Wachovia. And so then we'd service that eastern portion of the country out of that eastern hub. We plan to put relationship managers and bankers in the local markets that know the local commodities, whether that's sugar or citrus or poultry industry or even the dairy industry. We'll focus on Florida. We'll focus on Pennsylvania, upstate New York, the Carolinas. We'll quite honestly focus wherever there are ag opportunities, and we'll put bankers in those markets that will have the knowledge and the experience in the commodities in those geographic areas, and yet they can still leverage the broader base knowledge we have across the country so that if somebody has an opportunity to look at a carrot processing facility in Florida, we can leverage the knowledge we have around the carrot processors in California and hopefully add value to both our banker and ultimately, and more importantly, add value to our customer.
Wells Fargo then must be looking at agribusiness and farming then in the long term as being a growth area just in general. You must be looking at agriculture as a good area for investment.
There are different trends in food relative to health and processed foods versus natural foods, organic versus conventionally farmed, red meat versus white meat or fish, so that while there are individual commodities in the food sector that could be impacted and could be going in through different cycles, overall the food industry and agriculture industry overall is not going away. I think all of us will continue to eat, and I think as you look long-term, the world population is demanding more protein in their diet as the financial health of consumers around the world improve. So food as an industry, we view very positively.
Well, let's talk about crop insurance because that's been in the news. We've got the Farm Bill negotiations going on right now, and crop insurance is a big part of that. And I understand that Wells Fargo has an investment as well in crop insurance.
Yes. So we own RCIS, which is an acronym for Rural Community Insurance Services. And RCIS is the largest broker for crop insurance in the country. They broker both federal insurance programs as well as private crop insurance programs. So we're a big provider of crop insurance services across the country. And anticipate, you know, we will remain in that space. And again, we're providing both federally backed insurance programs as well as private insurance programs across a wide variety of crops in the U.S.
So what would you say to a farmer, a rancher, a person in agribusiness about Wells Fargo, about what makes you different as far as a financial institution for them as opposed to the other companies that are out there?
Well, I think when you compare us to some of the local institutions, we had a broader breadth of financial services, which, you know, the loan, the actual extension of credit is only a piece of that. but we also offer the ability to arrange for insurance services, as we just discussed. We also have the ability to do commodity hedging, to where we can help mitigate risk for a farmer through the price volatility of commodities. We also offer financial services in the form of movement of money, whether somebody's looking to sell in a foreign currency. We offer foreign exchange services. So we offer a breadth of financial services beyond a traditional just a traditional credit provider, ranging from treasury management to risk mitigant services. When it comes to the credit side, because of the balance sheet and the strength of the balance sheet of Wells Fargo, we have the ability to meet changing commodity prices and fluctuations in the industry and provide significant extensions of credit as commodity prices go up or down. So we have the financial strength to weather cycles and to provide additional capital when it's needed. And then I would say thirdly, again, it gets back to a national perspective on an industry. You know, we're quite aware that when it freezes in California in the wrong time of the year, the citrus industry in Florida can do quite well. But conversely, the opposite can happen. If it freezes in Florida, the California citrus industry can do very well. But with a national perspective, I think it allows us to not overreact to an event that may occur in one specific geography. It gives us the opportunity to take a longer-term view of an industry and make longer-term decisions relative to financing growers and providing financial services.
Well, Rob, how do you think that your background in agriculture gives you a perspective for this industry in this particular position for Wells Fargo?
You know, growing up, we always used to say that, if you haven't lost money in farming yet, you haven't been in farming long enough. But I think coming from an agriculture background, with that being the way that I was raised, that there are going to be good years, there are going to be tough years. That gives us a different perspective versus a financial institution that comes in and says, oh, wow, a farmer, had a tough year and it's time to exit the business. We realize it's a cyclical business. I grew up in the business. We don't look to make decisions based on last year's financial statement. You know, there's a lot of stories around, banks will lend you money when you don't need it. Again, another thing I heard in my youth growing up on the farm. But again, the nice thing that I think we bring to the table, or I bring to the table, is seeing the other side of it and making longer-term decisions rather than an annual decision.
Okay, Rob, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you would like people in the agriculture industry to know about this effort by Wells Fargo to reach out nationwide?
I think the biggest takeaway is we are a significant ag lender, and we want to leverage and utilize the knowledge that we've had and expand that knowledge base east, and hopefully become a premier financial services provider to the agricultural industry in the eastern portions of the country.
Well, and finally, you talked about the opening of regional offices in this expansion effort. What kind of timeline do you have for that, and when can farmers and ranchers and others in agribusiness expect to see Wells Fargo coming into their area?
Certainly over the next 6 months, you're going to see a big effort to hire resources across the East. I hope to have our regional leadership in place in the next 60 or 90 days, and then as soon as they're in place, I think that you'll start to see bankers in place in various local markets closer to the agricultural industry.
Well, we will certainly look forward to hearing more about that, and congratulations on your new position, Rob, and thanks to Wells Fargo for really investing in the future of agriculture. And as always, thanks for listening to the Zimcast. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.